Had several pieces of legislation make it through committee, and we also heard some floor debate on some things as well this week, Senator.
Yes, we did. One of the more interesting things was debating whether or not to abolish the death penalty in Missouri. So we heard a good argument on both sides. The bill then was laid over with no vote being taken on it, and I'd say the bill is probably dead for the year from what my experience has taught me up there. There was just too much controversy and no place to really compromise there. So some of the debate was very moving when you start talking about human life and the heinous crimes that these people have committed to be on death row. So it was an interesting debate and enjoyable, and both sides got their time, and I think we'll move on. Probably it will not come back up again this year with a vote. So I think it's basically an issue we won't be faced with again. Also, I had a public hearing on the land sales in Oregon County, where the land I recently found out apparently now the governor is buying 8,000 acres more. Just again, that just proves the fact that no one is getting public notice about what's going on. The county commissioners don't know. This is the third land purchase that's been made with state dollars, not state tax dollars, but dollars that belong to the taxpayers. And so this is the third purchase right there in that county. And with the fourth, the county already being federal land and state land, here we are adding to it. So this would be another 12,000 acres adding to it that comes out of the tax base. My problem is it takes away money to the schools because they lose that revenue. And then the secrecy that this is all done in without the county commissioners knowing it, no one knowing about it. I did have a really good hearing from that. Had several witnesses come up and talk about it. The money from the land really needs to go back where it's intended to do restoration of where the lead mining had polluted the ground, and there's issues up there. So that's where the money will end up at if we get that pulled off. Had another hearing on another one of my bills, dealt with where state parks, presently if a state park buys land, they pay taxes on it for 5 years and they don't pay taxes anymore. Again, that puts a burden on our local schools. I love our state parks. I love what they do. Conservation land, I'm an outdoor person, got a farm and everything, but my school kids need to come first. And so I don't like them taking that money away from the schools. And the poor schools that we have, and such as Oregon County, where it's just not much base, and actually it's one of the poorest county, if not the poorest county in Missouri, $15,000, $20,000 a lot of money. That's half a teacher, probably with benefits. I know they don't rank up with St. Louis teachers and salaries, and those kids deserve a good education. So that came up. Next week, I think on the floor, my public notice going back to all of this, it says before the state can buy land, that it shall be public notice. There shall be put notices on their website. They shall put a notice in the paper and notify people what's going on. They need to know what's going on in their neighborhood or next door neighbor. So that, I think, will come up on the floor next week, so that'll be interesting. Some good news that I got was that the highway department now is going to fix the highway between West Plains and Thayer, where the shoulder was crumbling off. They'll bid that out in October this coming year, and in the summer of next year, it'll be fixed. It's been a long time coming. I've received a lot of complaints about it. So the highway department now has realized it's a priority, and the district engineer from Cape Girardeau came over and told me that that shall be done now, so I was happy to hear about that. Had all kinds of guests. Had the kids today from SCCLA. Great kids came up here. I had one young lady from Willow Springs, one from West Plains. Both very well-mannered. Both had their heads on really straight, and it's a pleasure to have them. Kept them in on the floor listening to debate for 3 or 4 hours, and I think they truly enjoyed it. They were really nice, polite girls, and I enjoyed that part. Several visitors, of course, had people from Oregon County and other areas come up and testify for my bills. Had county commissioners up here. Had the city manager of West Plains, Tom, came up and visited with me about an issue that's facing them. So I had lots of visitors, and I always enjoy people coming to their capital, enjoying their capital.